No one sounds else, like the Purge.
No one else did it.
Well,
you gonna welcome them?
Welcome to our podcast. That sounds like the new animal movie coming out, Zootopia.
Is that already out?
No, I want to see the movie.
I thought it's been out for like weeks.
No.
So when you told me earlier that you wanted to see it,
yeah,
I thought it's been out for like 3 weeks.
No, it comes out like next week.
That's why I asked you for reviews. Like, how's it supposed to be? And you said good.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I heard it's supposed to be good.
Oh, see, I thought it was already out.
No.
Speaking of movies and people that aren't Peyton and Jack, our friend Dylan is joining us today. Yeah.
Hello. Hey. What's up, everybody?
The fuck is this kid?
Yeah, right. Get him out of here.
True.
Today we're going to be talking about our first time.
Hey.
Whoa.
Let Dylan introduce himself.
Okay. I'm 18.
Rude.
I go to Champs. And
this is all just completely false.
Okay.
So how you doing there, buddy?
The floor is yours.
I'm doing well. Again, I'm Dylan. I went to high school with Jack and everything, and went to middle school with Peyton. And you know, I failed out of college my first semester, and now I'm here.
Hey, that's okay.
Hey, I don't even go to college, so that's okay. Yeah. What are your hobbies, Dylan?
Watching movies, watching TV, and playing video games. Not productive.
Sounds good.
Yeah. That's pretty much what we do.
All right, Peyton, back to you being selfish.
Okay, well, this is our first time watching a movie in lieu of the... Is that a saying? In lieu?
I don't know.
I just like saying because of.
Because of.
In light of. The
In light of.
There we go.
The Oscars.
God, you're so odd.
What's going on? yeah, so we're going to be talking about our first time seeing a movie. Who wants to go first?
Before we get in.
Yeah. Okay.
Man, you're really bad at running this podcast. Yeah,
well, why am I running it?
I don't know. Because the first day I asked you, do you want to introduce them or do you want me to? And you said, I'll do it. And so it has been your run.
So now podcast. I'm stuck with it?
I mean, you could pass me the torch.
No, you are. You are stuck with this.
Here's the torch.
All right.
Yeah. Wait.
I blew it out.
All right. So we got one more review that we were going to read for you guys.
On our podcast.
On our podcast. Okay. Again, we are on iTunes and Podomatics.
Mm-hmm. Podomatic.
Fuck. our Twitter handles, Jeek Clayman and Peyton McHale. And Dylan, what's your Twitter handle, just in case someone wants to send you a dick pic?
They're not going to.
No, I know, but
no one's going
to
send you anything.
Okay. It's at Dylan Wallengren, DylanWallengren.
Wow.
Okay. So our fifth review, 5 stars, the title of it is Jeek. It's from Smarts3. And it starts off by saying, I liked it because it was good. So strong start right there.
Hey, at least they know why they
like
it.
Yeah.
Now here's some questions I have for your loyal listeners I would like you to talk about. It says... Oh, your loyal listeners would like you to talk about.
Mm.
So question one. We have heard rumors of this dog that Jeek owns. We would love to hear about it. So you guys know.
Yeah.
And the viewers know because they're just our friends.
Yeah.
No
that,
one else.
I have a dog named Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
Or what is left of a dog.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
He's blind. He's...
Is he fully blind?
I'd say 3/4 blind. So it's like he's looking through straws.
That is so sad.
Yeah, and he's deaf now. And he throws up and has seizures all the time.
Wow.
I catch him looking at walls sometimes.
Maybe can he speak?
Yeah, maybe.
He can actually talk.
Oh, so he's not
a Heller. Yeah, I think he's... Charlie might be onto something.
No, he can actually talk. Like, we have conversations.
What are you guys talking about?
just how much we hate life. And how he says, secretly, just kill me. Put me down. And I can't, because my family would hate me.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a little depressing.
I'll tell you my favorite Charlie story.
Okay.
Okay.
So I used to have 2 dogs.
Yes.
We put one down.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
The day we put, this is my favorite Charlie story, the day we put Boo down, I don't think Charlie knew that Boo died. Because he was blind. I think he just, because he was next to her, And I think he just sniffed and then, like, walked away.
Are you sad?
Who cares?
Wow. That was a big voice crack. Did you hear that?
But yeah, he likes looking at walls, having seizures, and throwing up on my bed.
Maybe your house is on.
He's a very big burden. You know why I think he's so, like, horrible?
Why?
Is because he, back in the day, he scratched my old couch, and my mom threw him in the pool when he was a puppy, and he didn't know how to swim.
Oh my god, that is one of the... Wow, that is terrible.
Yeah.
That is really bad.
Yeah.
Well, it's better than what I thought you were going to say.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
I thought she hit him or something, or, like, threw him out the wall.
Oh, I thought it was just going to be, like, she, like, kind of just smacked him, like, just really lightly.
I mean, like, he ended up getting out, but, like, he's never been in the pool before. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think he was traumatized from that, and I think he's just retarded now.
That's like getting mad at a baby for throwing up on you and just throwing it on the ground. That's exactly what that's like.
I mean, one causes, like, serious pain. The other is, like, just trauma. Like, if you threw a baby on the ground, I think it'd die. Or it'd have a flat back of the head like mine. I think it's someone pushed my soft spot in. All right, next question.
Wait, when did we start reading questions?
That was about Charlie. It was the first question.
Yeah. Second question. We have heard of some rumors of a place called Local Ice, a.k.a. Local Geek.
Mm.
And we would love to hear your thoughts about it.
These aren't questions. These are statements.
Oh, no, that's a question. We would like to hear more about it. Yeah, kind
it's
of.
Not, it's not a question.
It's all right. Peyton, you can start off with this.
What, talking about Local Ice?
Yeah, a.k.a. Local Geek, and your thoughts on it.
Local Geek. Okay. Are we talking about the song Local Geek?
No, the physical place. Okay.
Well, I don't think we've talked about it on the podcast before, mm-mm. Right? Okay, so...
Well, can we refer to it as Local Geek just in case, like, someone hears it and then... I'm saying literally, like the probability of someone winning the lottery, of someone hearing this,
mm-hmm.
and...
Going to that place and robbing it or something?
No, being like...
I heard about you guys on a podcast, and it sounds like you guys suck. I hate you guys.
And stuff like that. And just, okay, and then somehow...
Well, I already said localize.
Okay, well then go ahead.
I think you even said localize. I think the question mentions localize. Yeah.
God damn it, Austin.
Anyway, Localize was my second job, second paying job. Was it your second too?
Mm-mm.
What was it?
I mean, I did a little petty thefts on the side, but
okay.
No, I did like you know, summer camps where I got paid and like helping out parents and stuff. But like, this is my first like real job of some like working for someone I didn't already know.
Previously. Okay. So. Yeah, Jack and I both worked at Local Ice, which is an ice cream store.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what else to say about it.
Oh,
we didn't like it. I mean, I did like it. I did like working there.
The ice cream was like.
Tell them how you quit.
I quit by. So I had another job at the Hollywood Bowl, which is an amphitheater.
Mm-hmm.
It's an outdoor theater, and I one day had both jobs scheduled, and I just didn't show up to Local Ice.
Yeah.
So they fired me.
So wait, just because you didn't show up
for one... Or I quit, I guess.
Just because of one shift, you got fired?
Okay, first of all, I don't think Local Ice knew that he had another job, and I don't think...
I think if they knew...
They knew.
And they didn't
help Lisa knew. I don't know about Greg, but Lisa
And they
knew.
Didn't help you schedule you never, around...
yeah, you definitely didn't tell them the schedule for the other person.
Oh, no.
They wouldn't have scheduled you.
Well, no.
They would have made your schedule a lot lighter at Local Ice if you had told
no,
them.
No, I've... Scheduling at Local Ice was horrible for me. I know it was great for you and other people, but, like,
uh-huh.
It was awful for me.
Oh, no, it wasn't good for me.
Why wasn't it good for you?
I'll get into that when I start talking about
Local Ice. I feel like you had a lot of inconvenient times.
Yeah, let the jury know that Peyton was fed up with Local Ice by the time he just didn't show up.
Yeah, so I did not care if I lost that job, so I just did it to see what would happen. Obviously I had to go to the, I'm sorry to say this, but more important job to me at the time.
Yeah.
And
priorities.
Yeah. So I didn't care if
Peyton
I lost
was on, like,
a do not like serve list. Like, we didn't have one at local ice, but his picture was on the wall saying, do not serve this man.
That's a lie.
It is.
Okay.
But I'm sure if one of the owners, I'm not going to say his name, saw Peyton,
mm-hmm.
he would.
So they really don't like you, Peyton.
Yeah. But they love me.
I already said his name.
No, you said her name.
You said. And I said her name. I said both.
You did.
I said, I don't know if blank knows, but blank knew.
Okay.
Well,
Jesus, Peyton.
We're fucking up right now.
No one's going to listen to this. It's fine.
All right. Yeah. I'm sure if Greg saw you, he'd flip a bitch.
Yeah. Well, all right. He's not an attractive man, so every time I see him, I flip a bitch too.
It was good ice cream, though. I'll give it that. It was good ice cream. Right. They had a really good ice cream. I forget. It had Oreos in it or something like that, right?
Cookie Monster.
One of the best ice creams I've ever had.
It's also a strain of weed.
Really?
Wow. What's that like?
I don't know.
Our first time.
Different story for a different podcast. Yeah,
different guest.
You won't be on that podcast, Dylan.
Not at all.
Different guest. All right. Are we talking about movies?
No, Local Ice. I haven't finished yet.
Still.
Okay, next time I'm hosting this.
Well, this is a quick story. You work there?
No. First of all.
It's behind the scenes.
I found out about Local Ice.
Oh, like a whole year in advance.
In January of... so-and-so. I forgot the year.
2014.
And you got me the job.
Let's just... Yeah, yeah.
It was January...
I got six people that job. I hired everyone.
It was January 2014. It was our junior year.
Yeah. Okay. So, they told me about it in January. And then they're like, oh, we're opening up in like a month. I'm like, oh, cool. Yeah. Like, for sure. A year later.
This is no joke. It actually is like a year later.
I don't know. I mean, they hired me a year before, so I was pretty much just passing out, you guys can't see me, but quotation marks, passing out flyers for them, which means just dumping them in my trash can and telling them I, because they're like, can you go to, like, Starbucks in all these schools to, like, pass out flyers? Like, do you think kids are really going to take ice cream flyers from me? No. I'm just going to dump them in my trash can and do recycling.
Well, did it have, like... Get one small cone.
It was just a cone on it. It said Local Ice opening soon.
Oh God! All right, yeah.
And
that's a terrible flyer.
And so, you know, at first week, someone got fired, which was shocking me because I was like, oh wow, this place is really like a really cool place.
Wait, who got fired?
Exactly. I don't know. It was a girl. I forget her name. But anyway. Like, there was always someone who got fired, like, the next 2 weeks or so.
It's like a reality show. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's honestly, like
Survivor.
There was some sex scandals.
There was.
It's just, it was crazy, and the owners sucked.
The owners were nice people.
Yeah.
And they were understanding about a lot of things.
But they were management, though, weren't they?
Let me just say about my scheduling.
But weren't they management, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just
because our manager got fired.
It was their first business, and they didn't really know how to run it.
Yeah. Let me tell you about my scheduling. Was the problem I had with it was Lisa would be like, I'd be like, hey, no weekends, or something along that the line of that, or like, hey, oh no, it was opening and closing. Hey, I like opening a lot better. Okay, we won't have you close anymore. The next schedule comes out, and I'm closing three days of the week,
there's like to fuck with you.
And then I open one day, and she's like, you're such like a night person. Like, you're so good connecting with people. We have to have you at night. I'm like,
that makes no fucking sense.
I'm like, I didn't ask for this. Like, I've been here a year. Oh, with no raise for a year working there.
Yeah,
got accused of stealing. So I quit, and it was the best decision of my life.
Yeah.
Okay, last question.
Wait, let me tell you why I hated the schedule.
Okay.
Because I'd be scheduled for something, and I'm sure this happens at every job, but it happened so many times at this job. Lisa would call me if
someone quit.
Or if someone quit, yeah, but if someone couldn't work. And it seemed like she was calling me every single day. So, like, if I could, I would have worked every single day. But I just didn't want that.
Yeah.
That's why I hated it. Because it's like the schedule didn't matter.
No. The reason why it was so bad is because they underhired a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I literally feel like there was like four workers there the entire time, and you guys were there every shift I went in.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Do we still know anybody there that's working?
I got
one person in the job right now. Just drop names.
Her name's Charlotte.
I've met.
Lisa was like, Charlotte's a girl who went to high school
with grade below us.
Grade below us. So she applied for the job, and Lisa's like, oh, do you know Jack Clayman? And she's like, oh, yeah, we're great friends. Never talked to her once. Never talked to her once before that.
You got to play the game.
And then Lisa was like, do you know Charlotte? And I looked up on Facebook, and I'm like, I saw her once. And, I was just like, yeah, she's a hard worker, like stuff like that. And Lisa's like, okay, I'm going to hire her. He's like, all right.
Wow.
And I did that with my friend's brother. I did that with Elliot Jost. I did that with Chase Lee. I did that with Peyton.
Wait, are Elliot and Chase still working there?
No, they're in college.
Oh.
But during summer, they were working there.
Really?
So I did Elliot, Chase, Charlotte, Peyton. There had to be someone else. Okay, well, four is
pretty good
right now. Mm-hmm. Of people that I personally hired.
Personally.
Yeah.
I am so hungry right now. I can hear my stomach in the podcast.
Good. Good sound effects.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Since Scooter's sick.
Yeah. Speaking of sound effects.
No, he's sick.
Scooter's sick. What a dark podcast.
Yeah, Scooter's dead. I'm just kidding.
We killed Scooter.
He has cancer. Let's be real.
Okay. Talking about throwing dogs in pools.
Yeah. Okay.
Scooter's getting cancer.
Third question. We also want some Buzz Lightyear stories, or third statement. We also want some Buzz Lightyear stories. There are none. I had one about the Taco Bell.
Yeah.
And okay.
I was not there.
There was one incident at a Valentine's Day party where I was real, real drunk, real thirsty, so I just started yelling for water. One of my good friends, John Danner, went around the party looking for water, and I don't know, someone else gave it to me. I don't remember this, but when he came back, he was real upset.
that he didn't give it to you?
That I asked him to go around the party looking for some, and then when he came back, I already had, like, three in my hand. So I made him waste time, but I broke a chair.
Always a good time.
Yeah, so I don't know what happened. I know I broke a chair, and I felt real bad, and I tried to replace it, but the girl said it was okay, and I didn't need to.
This is on Lisa's chair?
Yeah. Okay. And then, I don't know. I think I just danced in a... I think I just danced in a gas station.
Yep.
And you did something else, but...
I remember that. What's the something else?
What was that?
Was it involves urine, right?
Oh my god, that was that night. Laurel Hall.
Oh, I guess we're just... it doesn't matter, actually. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Laurel's ball.
Laurel's ball.
Laurel's ball.
Yeah. Laurel's ball. I love
that. Also that night, my friends and I...
went to Laurel's ball.
Went to Arwell Middle School Laurel's ball. I urinated on a poster of a kid's mouth, so I was pretending to pee in the kid's mouth.
And there were video cameras. And I was not there, but...
There's no video cameras.
No, there are no video cameras.
Oh, okay. And, I was told, but then the poster got taken down there, right?
Yeah, the next day. Because our friend ashed a cigarette on a kid's face. Not a real kid's face, a kid on a poster.
They're terrible.
And then we tore down the poster and, like, danced around it, and then the next day, or the next 2 days, because the next week there was a new poster.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was that night. That was the only other Buzz Lightyear night. I have not besides Cancun, when I started RKOing everyone in a pool and in front of the most like fancy restaurant on the resort, like we were chicken fighting and stuff, and everyone was like looking at us like laughing, and the waiters were laughing, and it was just me and a bunch of drunk guys dogpiling on each other and sucking each other off and jerking each other off.
Sounds like a good Mexican time.
Yeah. We had some Mexican water in our system. All right, let's talk about the subject.
Yeah, finally.
What's the subject?
Peyton, you know. You lead this, Kairos.
What? You just said I wasn't a good host, so why would I host?
I should host the podcast.
I never said you weren't good.
I'll host the podcast.
Okay. Oh, God.
Okay, so we're talking about our first times seeing a movie or anything in light of the Oscars, like Peyton said before. So, Jack, you wanna lead us off, Jack?
I want to lead off. I've been talking this whole time. Let me go last.
Peyton, wait, first. Did we watch the Oscars?
Yes. Jack and I watched it together.
I did not.
It was good. 7.3 out of 10.
Yeah. I mean, Leo won.
So. Yeah, so that made it really good. Just and my everyone's... And Mad Max just won, like, five Oscars in a row. Oscars. Okay, so Peyton, you want to go first? Remember the first movie you saw?
I do. Well, not the first. Yeah.
Because for me, because I had a first movie that I've been told that was my first movie, but I remember the first number I remember seeing.
Though. Yeah, I don't remember the first movie I saw, but I remember the first time I went to a movie theater.
Okay.
And it was, I don't know how old I was, maybe 6.
Okay.
And my mom and I were, we had a layover at LAX.
I'm going to use the bathroom.
Okay, that's fine. Okay.
I'll inform you when you get back of what happened. Just making some noise.
No, that's fine.
Oh.
So the first movie, the first movie theater I remember going to was next to LAX.
Okay.
Because my mom and I had a layover.
Yeah.
But we had Jasmine with us because we were going to Houston for some holiday, probably Christmas. And The Dark Knight Rises.
You mean Batman Begins?
Batman Begins.
Yeah.
I don't know the names of them. I don't know. Anyway, the first Batman
with Christian Bale.
Yeah.
Batman Begins.
Was the first movie I remember seeing in a movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had Jasmine, my dog, in my jacket, so I was scared the whole time. Plus, I was scared of bats, so...
Like Batman.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was traumatized for that. That was real boring. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
What about you, Dylan?
Okay, well, so the first two movies are related. They're both Star Wars movies.
Okay.
So the first movie I've been told I saw, or I've been taken to, this is Jack coming back in the room.
Hey everyone, I'm back.
Terrible audio quality, probably.
Hi, Jack.
So just to inform you, the first movie Peyton ever saw was Batman Begins in 2005.
I heard everything in the bathroom.
That's good.
Batman Begins with Jasmine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the lady that stood up next to me and sat on me?
Yeah, speaking of rude people, District 9.
Oh, God. I mean, I don't think it was rude. I think it was mentally challenged.
He might have been a little tipsy.
No.
You terrible person.
Oh, no. Okay.
He was mentally challenged.
You think he had Tourette's?
Probably.
Okay, how could you tell? How can I tell as a minor in a movie?
Minor, we were like 12. I mean, technically we are minor, 12 years old, but like... I'm pretty sure he's mentally challenged. You terrible person.
He was yelling, "Shit! Okay, what the fuck?"
Now, what does that sound like to you?
I didn't know what Tourette's was when I was 12 years old.
Really?
I thought unicorns were real and kids pooped rainbows.
That went downhill real fast.
Yeah, it did.
All right. So yeah, the first movie. Back to the subject. The first movie. the first movie I was told I saw or was taken to was Star Wars: The One, The Phantom Menace. So I was like 2 years old when I was taken to that.
Which one is that?
The one with Qui-Gon Jinn and Darth Maul.
You gotta tell me a number because I don't.
One. Okay. Episode one.
All right.
The first prequel. But the first movie I remember.
Liam Neeson.
Yeah. With Taken.
He was in that?
Yeah. Qui-Gon Jinn.
No clue.
Qui-Gon.
And he dies in the movie. Spoiler alert.
All right.
I fucking dare you.
But so the first movie I ever remember seeing was Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones, which is the worst Star Wars film, in my opinion. But I think a lot of people share that sentiment with me. I was 5 years old when I was taking that movie. I had gotten out of preschool, and my dad took me to see that film. And great story. When they first introduced the clones in the movie, I peed my pants.
Because you were scared?
I for some reason, yeah. I was scared of the clones.
You were two?
No, it was five.
Five?
Five. I don't even think, I think it was four, and I was turning five in 2 days. But so, yes.
Then you just lied. You're not five.
Fine. Well, you weren't six when you saw Batman Begins.
You're right. I was probably 19.
Pure pants at 5 years old.
four years old and 2 days from being five. But I peed my pants because I couldn't hold it in, and I was scared of the clones.
And why are they scary?
I don't know.
Because I haven't seen it, so.
Really?
I really don't
know. They're not obviously not scary now, but I was scared at 4 years old for some reason.
It's just okay. White men running around with
with guns.
With guns.
Yeah.
That is scary.
Yeah, very scary. But, no, yeah, and I remember seeing that movie, and, yeah, but that's my great story right there, too.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome.
My story. I saw my first movie I remember seeing in theaters was The Grinch. With Oscar-winning
Jimmy Fallon.
What's his name? Jim Carrey.
There we go. You were just saying Jamie Foxx.
Jimmy Fallon. Jim Barry. Jim Larry. Jim Harry. Jim Carrey.
Gary.
What the fuck?
So, yeah, I saw that.
Look at the mic. Talk into the mic, Jack.
Don't tell me what to fucking do. This is my podcast.
I thought Peyton ran the podcast.
He runs it. I'm the show.
I passed the torch, remember?
But he blew it out.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I saw The Grinch.
I remember seeing that movie too in theaters.
I cried when The Grinch came on the screen because he was very scary.
Okay, Jim Carrey does look very scary.
Yeah.
We're rhyming right now.
Wait, did Jim Carrey win an Oscar?
No. For that? For The Grinch?
No, not for The Grinch, just in general. His life?
Oh. I don't think he's ever won an Oscar.
What would he win it for?
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Bruce Almighty?
I hope so. I got
The Truman Show. Ooh, that's a good
I think
movie.
He was nominated. Oh, I think actually he did win for The Truman Show. Fact check?
Yeah, fact check.
Fact check.
But I think he was not.
Oh. What the fuck is that?
It's the train. Scooter. Scooter is here.
Yeah, but I saw that, and it's still today one of my favorite Christmas movies, that, and Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
My ears are bleeding.
Because those noises, or because how bad this podcast is right now?
Both.
please tell me we've passed 30 minutes.
No.
Not at all.
No. Oh, my God.
Okay, do we talk about...
Did you fact check?
We are at 28, though.
Okay.
Well, 28 in, like, a couple seconds.
Well, let's talk about The Truman Show, since it kind of ties in with Jim Carrey. Because I love The Truman Show.
I don't remember much about it, so I can't
How dare you?
What?
Great film.
Yeah, you need to see The Truman Show.
No, I've seen it. I just don't remember it.
That movie honestly changed the way I perceive life.
Is it sad the highest grossing film Jim Carrey's ever been in is
Bruce Almighty?
No, How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
No, because that's a great movie. It's better than Mike Myers' Cat in the Hat, I'll tell you that.
I remember seeing that.
That movie is really, really spooky.
Really spooky.
Scoopy. Scoopy.
I don't know, we're so localized.
Scoopy. Speaking of Scoopy, Scooby-Doo, Spooky Island is also a great movie.
I hate this.
Can we talk about Laurel Hall again? I mean, Laurel's Balls again?
No.
Why?
Because you said Scooby-Doo, and it reminded me of Austin's Scooby-Doo pencil pouch. Or whatever.
Okay.
Do you remember?
And you would always steal it.
Yeah, were you in on that?
Yeah.
It was us and Michael and who else?
Not me.
That's all I gotta say about it. I just wanted to take a trip down memory lane.
Remember how in our science teacher's class in 8th grade, a certain man named Don Meyer... Who got fired for being really weird around kids.
Smoking
and
doobies and drinking alcohol.
And he was still weird around us, too. But we just... I think we were like... Okay, we were our... like, the middle school that we went to, we were the best class that has ever gone through that.
For sure.
100%.
Yeah.
We are a legacy.
I was talking to...
The 07 class, too.
Yeah.
That was my sister's class. That was my sister's
was
class.
That Patrick.
Yes, that was Patrick. Okay. That was Patrick, okay. And Gabe too.
Because I was talking to
Miguel
Morales, and he was saying the same thing.
That those two classes, ours and that. Yeah, because that class won like the football championship too, right?
Yeah, but
they had big yeah, men,
big dicks.
True.
I wish our class had big dicks. I'd be a lot happier.
I don't know how that would make our class better, but you know what I was gonna, okay. What I was gonna say, I don't know how we got into this, but I was just gonna say, remember how in Don Meyer's class, how we would just pass answers around on math tests and science tests?
Yeah.
And how it was literally one row of people. Our teacher was sitting right next to them on his computer, not even caring. And they would just pass the answer. No, you guys would get Jacob's test, and then you would just keep passing it from person to person.
Do you remember? Because Chris was in our class too, right?
Chris Johansson?
Collins?
I don't remember.
Okay, well,
because I remember me and you, we had a bathroom break where I remember this day so well when we went into the, when we went into the bathroom, and we just started talking about the test, and we went together, and we discussed answers, and we came back.
I don't remember.
See, that. I do.
I'm sorry.
And Don Meyer was like, "Where were you guys?" We're like, "Oh, we're just in the bathroom." And he's like, "Okay, don't be cheating."
On a math test, I had a 90%, and I said, "Mr. Meyer, can I get this? Can you give me the answer to this?" And he went, "Okay." And then I ended up getting that.
Yeah, I feel like he just gave us the answers. Like,
No.
He was part of the line.
No,
the line. He walked by, looked down, and saw the real test.
And went,
looked up and just shook his head and just left.
But like not in a disappointing way, but like just like, oh, these kids, and just like went back to his desk.
I think I had 105% in that class.
Yeah, if you didn't have over 100 in that class, you were a dumbass.
That's why I did bad in high school. I'll tell you that.
That's exactly why I didn't know any math going into high school.
What if I got a 93 in that class?
Ouch.
Am I a dumbass? Kinda. It's because I didn't do any work. Like, you guys say, like, oh, we didn't do any work and we got 100. I literally did not do any work, and I still got a 93.
Let me tell you the hardest thing.
No, but when Mr. Meyer got mad, that was, like, scary when he would get mad. Because he would get all red, and he would, like...
Yeah, he'd get red. He'd turn off the
skater videos.
Yeah, the van skater videos, MTV.
No, I was going to say, one time we were doing a science test about, like, the periodic table, mm-hmm. and he had a big plastic, like, poster of it right below my desk. And he saw me looking at it and didn't say anything. He just looked at me and went, okay, and just walked back to his desk. And I got 100% on that test. That is the worst teacher I've ever had in my entire life.
Let me tell you, the hardest thing I did at Laurel Hall was the vocabulary flashcards.
Oh, yeah.
That was
the hardest homework assignment we ever got.
Yeah.
You guys
agree. Because it was so time consuming.
I agree.
No, Michael Wilson would do those in front of Ms. Bergstrom because we would go row by row,
uh-huh.
and he was in the very last row, and he would do them, and he would finish them, and she would get really mad at him, but she didn't even do anything about it though, because she
still counted them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Great teacher. Oh, I hate that. Fuck that vocab book though. That was the dumbest.
Yeah.
Oh, remember our English grammar book? We're in eighth grade. Like, we don't know good grammar. We don't know good grammar at all. Remember that? Remember the English book?
I mean, 2/3 of us right now know good grammar. Right, yeah. Jack?
me speak Espanol.
Spaniel?
I love Spaniel.
Daniel.
Ah!
I knew it. You set me up. It was coming.
You set me up. I gotta spike it.
Can we talk about lobs? And sometimes how we have failed lobs?
How we have way rat lobs.
Have we talked about that story?
No.
No, well, I think
we don't need to.
Yeah,
we'll leave that for the questions.
We'll leave that for like our first crush or something.
I want to be on that podcast.
Can we talk about? Well, first I wanted to say, were you in my Bergstrom class?
Was Tess in it?
I don't know. Okay,
that's all. Michael Wilson?
Tell me, both of you remember the story. There was one day where she was explaining to us like how to write an essay, whatever, and she wrote pick on the screen.
You in my class.
Okay. And wait, I know me and Ryan were dying laughter. The P tail.
And looked like a D.
Yeah, so it looked like a D.
And it looked like dick.
And we were like...
Like
I was crying laughing.
And she's like, what's so funny? Oh!
No, and she goes, what's so funny? is there a penis up there or something? And I'm like, I'm sorry, it just, it looks like it says dick instead of pick.
Wait.
And she, from that day on, she hated me.
That's the best kind of laughter, though. Like, when you can't laugh. But yeah. Especially with Ryan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, wait. So, you were my, because, fun fact, at Laurel Balls, Jack and I were in the same class every single year. Mm-hmm. I got there in third grade. We were always in the same homeroom.
We'd always suck each other off.
This is very true. Like,
dicks in hand.
And so, were you in the class with Donald and his phone rang in the middle of class? Yes, and it was his dad calling him. It was like, because you just heard,
Donald, you suck dick.
You just heard, and it was like, Donald's like, oh no. So like, he got his phone, he got like a flip phone. He's like, father, I cannot talk. I'm in English right now. And this person just went, Donald, give me your phone.
He answered it. I remember that. Oh, my God. I was crying during that, too. Wow.
Good time. Oh, jeez. Also, fun fact. Remember Joshua Jarner? Remember him?
Of course.
Okay, so my our friend Nick, he goes to UCLA.
He's Asian.
Yes. Got a 4.0.
What?
Bunsuka.
He's black.
Fun fact, you might be colorblind.
You know, I don't
dark skin.
I don't see color. Everyone's black and white to me.
You might have a problem, but
no one got my little joke there.
We did.
What was the joke?
Everyone's black and white, so I do see color. All right, guys, thanks black for having me.
Thanks for having me on this podcast. It's been a blast.
But I was just gonna say. So Nick and I were sitting in the back of class. And our friend Tess was talking to some other people. I think she was talking like with Michael, her ex-boyfriend or anything, all that kind of stuff. And Joshua Jarner came by and looked at Tess's hair and stroked it. And,
wow.
And Nick and I could not stop laughing. I was like heaving in class. And so, this is the same guy who takes pepper that you put on your pizza and puts in his yogurt and eats it and everything. He would do that in class.
He did the same thing to Aaron.
No. Fun fact. So in eighth grade, we had an East Coast trip, and this is a story my friend John Chi told me and everything. Chi's a good kid.
Chi is North Korean.
Very true. And so
wait,
John Chi.
He's Asian too.
Oh, okay, don't continue.
Okay, and so he told Nick and I this story. So for some reason, Chi, Tess, and Joshua Garner were all sitting next to each other, and Tess was sleeping, and then Chi was reading a book, and Joshua came by, sniffed her hair, and touched it again, and he looked at it, and he just shook his head and just kept reading his book.
Oh, my fucking God.
Wow.
And fun fact, I put Pop Rocks and soda in my mouth on that flight too. Don't ever do that, kids.
Congratulations.
I know. I had to get my 2 cents.
Should we talk about how Sugar Mama Jackie Ivy sniffed Donald's hair in the fifth grade play?
Can we talk about how Jacob Christie had a Spock haircut in sixth grade for Grease Goes to Pieces?
Can we talk about how Ian's voice cracked in the fifth grade play?
And looking for food at the Christmas party.
Can we talk about Three Kings High on a Hill? Remember that play in third grade?
No. Actually, really? Fun fact.
Oh, is that the
Three Trees? One? Three Trees, yeah, High on a Hill. And Nick Puntico was Jesus.
Yeah, I was a carpenter.
So was I. No, I was a tree, actually. My bad.
For Christmas is coming up.
In 9 months.
So at the Christmas church thing that I went to.
When was this?
Christmas time.
But what?
This year.
Oh, okay.
Or past year.
Got it right.
They had like a kid's story time reading thing, and they read Three Trees. And I was real, real excited because I knew what happened.
I thought David Lindsay Hayworth made that.
It was Miss Bonnie Cook who did that play. David Lindsay Hayworth didn't do that play.
David Lindsay Hayworth did a lot of other plays at Laurel Hall.
Yeah.
I was Augustus Gloop. Shocking that a kind of chubby kid would play a fat kid in a play.
Hey, you're husky.
Very true. I don't know. I'm more chubby than husky.
No, you're good, cuh.
Jack, you played Mike TV.
I was real annoying in that.
I think we were all really annoying that.
And I played Tony TV, Mike's older brother.
Who Mike secretly watches masturbate at night.
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Mike's a curious kid. He wants to know what puberty's like.
What do you think? Do you think Mike watches anything other than TV? Do you think he goes late at night on HBO and watches that TV too?
Oh, of course.
I think my TV is a metaphor.
My TV or Mike
TV? My TV is a metaphor.
For what?
For kids, for the golden age of television and kids nowadays with their walkie-talkies and
flying saucers,
walkie boards, and
remember when I made you guys watch Charlie Chocolate Factory at my house?
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Remember how I made you guys watch Grease Goes to Pieces?
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Remember either. How I made you watch Aladdin?
Remember when you made me watch you kill my parents?
Yeah, the ropes were a little too tight. And
okay, favorite play, favorite, not even play. Favorite memory at Laurel Hall.
Hey, I know you guys really want to kiss each other, but maybe not get so close to the mic because we're clipping up a storm.
What the fuck did you say to me?
What were you saying about Sweeney Todd?
I said favorite memory at Laurel Hall, yeah. But then I was like favorite play at Laurel Hall. But
I think we should say our favorite movie because
I think we should. Yeah. We're 40
minutes in and we only talked about
movies for like 10 minutes of the whole thing.
Yeah,
favorite movie. You go.
My favorite movie is Inglourious Basterds, and I'll tell you the first time I saw that is with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And that we were in theaters, and it's very very very. Very good. I love Quentin. I'd suck him off.
You on a first name basis with him?
If Quentin Tarantino told me I would be in his next film, if I had to touch his ween with my mouth, I would.
So, even if you were in the movie for a minute?
No, I'd have to have like a part. Like,
what if he fucked you over and was like, haha, fuck you, minute role, minute extra in the film?
Then I'd sue him for money.
Wow. What? How? He said.
That's how Bill Cosby...
No, he said he'd offer you a role.
He told me I'd be on the Cosby Show.
We don't want to get like this right now. We don't want to get too into this. Okay, anyway, we're done with you.
My favorite. We have 20 minutes that we have to fucking waste, Dylan. I'm milking this shit. My favorite. Why do your fingers smell like Cheeto Puff?
Ew.
I'm so hungry.
Continue.
My favorite part of that movie?
Yes.
Is when they kill Hitler and his face like rips off.
And this is a puppet at that point and they just keep shooting it.
And then also when they have the apple
come on, speak into the mic.
It's called the dessert.
Speak into the mic.
It's like a pie.
Oh, hold on.
Creme brulee.
No.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Apple pie.
Mm-mm. No.
I just said that wasn't a pie. If you fucking listen to
it. It's an apple, though.
It's a German dish.
Schmingler?
Is it strudel? Is it strudel. Just apple
it's
strudel?
It's apple strudel.
Okay. Ooh, toaster strudel? Pretty good.
No, this was apple strudel, not toaster strudel.
But I'm just saying
toaster. It was apple strudel.
But Pop-Tarts are better than toaster strudel.
With ice cream on top, or like...
Strudel.
Whipped cream. And every time I see that scene, my mouth salivates for
something. Isn't it salivate? Salivate or no, salivates, right?
Salutations.
Thank you.
Thank you. Someone else go.
Hey, what's your favorite movie?
You guys probably know this already, but.
Oh.
You know, we're doing a podcast, right? So other people are listening. So I'm gonna tell them what my favorite movie is.
I know your favorite movie.
What's my favorite movie?
Back to the Future Part 2.
Cloverfield.
Oh. I don't know. Cloverfield's probably second.
Are you going to say your first
one? Hold on. Yeah, Cloverfield's second. My first one's actually Back to the Future Part 1.
Yeah, the better one.
Yeah.
Actually...
Back to the Future Part 1's my favorite.
2 is like...
But no, Back to the Future 3. Back to the Future Part 1 is the better film, but I think Back to the Future...
Blasphemous, sir.
What?
I remember you saying... Because I said Back to the Future Part 1 was my favorite.
I know.
And you said, I like Back to the Future Part 2 better.
I changed my mind when I worked that show at the Hollywood Bowl.
Okay.
If you could see how much I'm sweating right now, you'd be appalled. Why don't you take a photo right now for the folks? We'll make it the album cover of this.
I was just saying, I just put my flashlight on you to see if you were sweating. But so continue.
I'm sweating.
Do you remember the first time you saw Back to the Future Part 1?
No.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Good story.
We talked about how we watched him be in the park that one time.
What? I can't hear you.
I'm sorry. You gotta
go. I'm sorry. Guys, don't get so close to the mic. You're gonna clip. Okay, let me back up. Oh, I can't hear you.
But you're like,
no,
where do you...
face the mic.
Where do you... What do you want me to do?
That is perfect.
What do you want me to do? You want me to sit here? You want me to be a fucking monkey for you? You want me to jump around and clap my hands and sing glory to the highest, peace on earth, and fuck me hard, right? No. I'm gonna be...
This has gotten...
I'm gonna
continue.
I'm wasting time. I'm gonna keep doing this for 2 more minutes.
I never got to say my favorite movie.
Because we're still on the subject. Just look in my eyes, Dylan.
Okay, finish your story.
You're a disappointment. Peyton.
So are you.
Peyton.
I do remember that.
Yes. Can we talk about that? And I can't look at you because you just want me to talk into the mic. Yeah.
You could look at me, but just
like how I've been doing. How I've been doing, like this.
Hey buddy, can we talk about Linkin Park, please?
Sure. Why don't you move your seat over there?
No.
That's Jack, fine. Just do this. Just do this how I'm doing this.
Like this. The people at home.
No, because
the people at home can't see.
Jack, you're like really far away from like doing this.
Yeah.
But I close the mic and do it like this.
Oh yeah.
People are just saying.
Yeah. What the fuck is going on right now?
People are hearing us just saying, Jack, do that. My dick could be out right now, and you're just telling me how to.
We could all be naked and no one would know.
Yeah. I'd like to do a podcast like that.
Just naked.
Called Naked and Podcast. It's like Naked and Afraid.
I would not want to see you guys naked though.
I neither would I. I don't want to see you. I don't want to have you guys see me naked.
What's wrong with that? Girls can see other girls naked, but guys can't see other guys naked.
It's different with guys.
Why? Because society tells you that?
No.
No, it's a competition.
It's no competition.
Yeah. It
doesn't matter how it decides. It matters how you use it.
If I get out with my little weenie.
Shower or grower, Jack?
I'm both.
Peyton?
Neither.
I don't have a dick.
Congratulations.
Win.
I am the Danish girl.
Oh.
I just got a...
Did that win anything?
Best supporting actress.
Was it the main actress? Actor?
As the best supporting actress.
Was it the Danish girl? supporting...
What
himself?
Are you talking about?
Okay.
The wife of the Danish girl.
I just need food.
Okay, what is this Beeman Park story?
I don't know, it's just me.
They had like an inflatable screen out on the field of Beeman Park... And we were at Brett's house, and we're like, what the hell is that?
We were with Izzy, right?
I was always with Izzy.
I can't confirm this fact, because most of the time, I was with Izzy and Peyton.
True.
But not this time.
Wait, who were we with?
Izzy is one of my good friends from way back.
And my ex-girlfriend.
And your ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, fun fact. She likes... Yeah. They're talking...
No, I've never...
They're talking right now, but they're trying to make it seem like the
okay. Give it up.
Is it done?
No, this is not.
Okay,
it. Just
guys, thanks for watching. I really just like to thank everyone.
I never got to say my favorite movie.
We're at 48 minutes.
We got 12 minutes to go, people.
Let me just say the Beeman thing because it's like one more sentence.
Yeah,
and
people,
it's over.
Yeah, people want
to
know that too.
And we need to waste time.
Yeah,
it was inflatable screen. They were playing Back to the Future, and no, this is what happened. We went there, and Izzy just showed up.
That's true.
That? How dare she?
Yeah, I was like, get out of here. And she didn't leave.
But we were with another girl.
Who? Mary Rose?
Ari?
Yes.
Was it Ari?
Was it?
Okay.
Was it?
I remember being conflicted because there was a girl that. Had a crush on me. It was a girl that had a crush on me. So it was either Ari or Mary Rose or every other girl because I'm so attractive.
Yeah.
Cocky son of a bitch. Go fuck yourself. Ow. No girl has ever liked me. I've never been in a relationship.
So okay. Just said ex-girlfriend. Izzy was your ex-girlfriend.
She is not to admit it, but... Oh, ow. Jack is pushing a pressure point right now.
Tell him I'd date you. Just to break up with you.
Oh, that is so mean. But don't worry, I'm not gay, so I wouldn't. You're not my type anyways, Jack.
There's actually only one rule of the podcast, Dylan, and it's you have to be gay. So I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
This is news to me because that means you guys have never told me you're gay.
Yeah.
Dylan, I literally told you, I don't know.
I haven't told anybody. I haven't told you verbally, but I've shown you. Remember that kiss we got?
Do you remember when Dylan was calling me gay, and I'm like, Dylan, I am gay, and you said,
yeah, and you just laughed it off.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for not taking you seriously.
You literally said, are you serious? You're telling me right now that you're gay. And I said, yes, I am gay.
You're gay.
Yeah.
Do you remember when
first time coming out?
Do you remember when Dylan was... Yeah, that's what we'll name this one. Do you remember when Dylan was on top of me, and this is said with hand quotes, he was headbutting my head?
Wait.
Let's hear it.
I plugged it up. It's okay.
That's disgusting.
So,
right?
Oh my god.
Wow. Okay. So,
can we just continue with the podcast?
Yeah. I never stopped.
I want to say my favorite movie. But wait, no. You guys have
it's your fucking turn.
You guys have to continue the meme story.
Do you remember when you were on top of me and headbutting my head, and you just so happened to kiss me? Remember that?
I didn't kiss you.
Cause I remember.
I didn't kiss you.
Remember when you slipped tongue in too?
I don't remember
you
this.
Said, call me daddy.
This is news to me, everybody. I do not remember this.
Sure. Okay, let's tell the Beeman.
Wait, so Ari was there, or Mary Rose?
We don't know.
It was some girl.
Mystery woman.
That's
a superhero name.
No, it's not.
All right. What?
That was it.
No. What's
thanks,
your,
guys, for watching.
Okay.
My
the
God.
Moment you've all been waiting for. Dylan's favorite movie. Go.
Okay. All right, Dylan. Shh.
Okay. Everybody.
Shh. Dylan, let him talk.
Sorry, Dylan. Everybody, my favorite movie of all time is Star Wars Episode V, The Empire Strikes Back. That is the movie where Darth Vader reveals that he is Luke Skywalker's father. And play a little tune for me to make this very interesting. It's a great story of courage. And yeah. And this podcast has turned to shit in the last 12 minutes, everybody.
Hey.
Emmy Hughes.
Hey.
I loved you last summer. And we're getting real personal. right now. And you broke my heart. But stop talking to me. And yeah, it really hurt my heart, you know.
Yeah.
I thought you were a good friend.
Nope.
Yeah, I guess you weren't.
Guess you're not.
Yeah. Girl.
Shit. Girl.
You ain't feel the same way.
Where's this beat going? It's real, real sour in a bad way.
Yeah, I hate sour. Sour Patch Kids are terrible.
What?
Sour Patch Kids. Sour Patch Worms.
Sour Patch Dads.
Okay. Oh my god.
I gotta end this before it goes any further.
Shrimp burgers.
Right? Okay.
Shrimp salad.
52 is fine.
That's 53 basically.
Okay. Hey guys, thanks for listening.
We're so sorry that the last like 6 minutes of this podcast were complete horseshit.
Yeah, you know, this was a bad subject to talk about because it's literally a one sentence thing.
Yeah.
But I'm glad we went on a lot of tangents.
Hey, the audio was somewhat good. We clipped a lot, but
you can lower that.
My parents told me I'm somewhat good.
I've gotten that comment.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Okay, so that was Jack's outro, Peyton. You wanna?
Where's Jack going?
I don't know.
I'm just getting up, stretching.
You wanna say your goodbyes?
Sure. Let's do it in the form of a song. You're singing, if that wasn't clear.
I'm singing. No, you go first.
Hey, get up here.
Hey.
No.
Wait, so okay.
Get
you want to say your goodbyes, Peyton?
All right. Thank you for listening to this
goodbye,
podcast.
Dude.
The audio was somewhat better because
third to last podcast ever.
It was somewhat better because we're in my room and no cars went by, surprisingly.
No cars went by.
No cars.
No Carl.
Here in my garage.
In my garage in the Hollywood Hills. Just got a dick in my mouth. Thanks for watching, guys. Like and subscribe.
Oh my.
Comment down below.
This is terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Wait, my goodbye.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay. Thank you. I've been Dylan Longman. Thank you for having me as a guest. Thank you.